Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, August 22nd, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Record number of voters say the country is heading in the wrong direction. President Biden builds a wall around his beach house. Folks flee downtown areas to avoid crime. Which is healthier, ice cream or multigrain bread? You may be surprised. Also ahead, the truth about the FBI Trump raid. But first, a poll from NBC finds 74% of Americans think the country is moving in the wrong direction, the most ever. Just 21% feel the USA is on the right path. 6 in 10 believe the country's best days are behind us. 1/3 predict the state of the nation will get even worse in the next 5 years. Voters' biggest concerns, inflation, crime, illegal immigration. President Biden building a security fence around his beach house in Delaware. The wall will cost taxpayers $500,000. The construction project, which began last September, was expected to wrap up in a few months. The deal is now extended until June 2023, a delay of more than a year and a half. The White House claims the expense is justified because Biden spends most weekends at his Delaware home, which is true. But the administration will not explain the colossal cost overrun. It's really absurd. Survey from the Institute of Government Studies revealing the most deserted city centers in America. The group finds 40% of people who live close to downtown Cleveland, Portland, Oregon, Detroit, Chicago, and San Francisco will not go to those places because of high crime. Felony rates in the Bay Area, for example, now double that of New York and Los Angeles. The fastest growing downtown in America, Salt Lake City. Tufts University publishing a surprising report about healthy foods. Scientists found items like ice cream and peanut butter are better for you than multigrain bagels. Other foods that scored okay on the school's nutrition list: potato chips, Fritos, chocolate-covered nuts. The healthiest meal remains raw vegetables. The worst? Soft drinks, white bread, hot dogs, candy bars. In a moment, shoddy reporting on the Trump FBI raid. Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The accurate story about the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. No American industry is more trouble than journalism media. It is now rife with incompetence and corruption, a largely destructive force that has betrayed its obligation to accurately inform Americans about events of importance. The federal raid on President Trump's home is a vivid example of journalistic dereliction. Here we have the most important FBI action in history because of its high worldwide profile and constitutional obligation. You've got to follow the rules. Yet the reporting on the event has been shoddy, to say the least. There are only two outcomes to the story. The first, the Justice Department has a strong case that Donald Trump committed a felony. If true, that would justify the FBI's intrusion into his home. The second outcome would be a disaster for Attorney General Merrick Garland and the Biden administration. No compelling evidence against Mr. Trump. No reason to use police powers to invade his home. It's one or the other. Honest reporters and pundits must say up front that they don't know how the story will play out because at this point no one does. But if you read newspaper columns or watch TV news, you get a steady stream of ideological speculation. Maybe this happened. Could be that. An anonymous source told me. Garbage in, garbage out. At this point in history, it is Garland, not Trump, who has the most to lose. The pressure is on him to justify the raid. So far, he has failed to do that. His initial public briefing was shaky. The man looked frightened on nationwide TV. In order for Trump to face federal charges to be indicted, there would have to be a smoking gun among all those boxes of documents. If there is not, Donald Trump will go on offense against Biden and the Democrats, using the FBI's abuse of power to gin up his forthcoming presidential campaign. That is not speculation. That is exactly what will happen. But back to the befuddled press. No matter how preposterous all this might, maybe, could happen bilge is, the news agencies know most folks will forget about it when another inevitable story watches up on the beach. And in the end, it is the American people who are really getting robbed here. In the interest of true freedom, the founders wanted an honest, responsible press. They provided legal protections to ensure the flow of information without government interference. They understood that a free people must have honest information in order to select worthy leaders at the ballot box. But in today's America, that founding wish has been eviscerated by corporations that control the information business. And there is no maybe about that. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And we hope you check out my latest book, Killing the Killers, still a bestseller. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 4 years ago today, scientists decoded the DNA from an ancient human finger found in the mountains of Siberia. The 50,000-year-old bone provided new clues about the mysterious origin of our species. Here is the story of prehistoric man. 65 million years ago, the dinosaurs were wiped out by a comet the size of Manhattan, which crashed into Earth. Free from fear of being eaten by a T-Rex, mammals quickly spread over the planet and began to evolve. Humans slowly developed from those animals. That's the evolution process. Researchers believe the first Homo sapiens ran around the savannas of Africa about 400,000 years ago. Soon, the sapiens developed weapons, language, the use of fire, other tools. Humans then migrated from Africa into Europe and Asia. The life of prehistoric man was brutal. Communities lived in caves, constructed small huts, protected themselves with primitive spears. The average life expectancy, 25 years old. Many died from infection of the teeth or starvation. Many were killed by giant predators like woolly mammoths, saber-toothed tigers, and mountain lions. The infant mortality rate was 25%. 1 in 10 women died during childbirth. Half of all children perished before they reached the age of 10. For those who did survive, wild berries, tree bark, and animals cooked over fire provided food. 95% of the diet was meat from wild game and birds. And here's something else you might not know. Modern civilization is a direct result of a phenomena still debated today, climate change. 10,000 years ago marked the end of the last ice age. A warming planet caused the extinction of many large animals as sea levels rose. They drowned. Humans then migrated around the world in search of food. They began to fish, plant crops, domesticate livestock. 5,000 years later, the first towns appeared in the Middle East, Baghdad and Jerusalem, which are still there. Back after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.